Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Your cattle, your legacy, your biomass. Biomass is designed to feed the GI tract of your livestock. Stable gut health is critical for raising profitable cattle. It's even more important during calving season when newborn calves experience many stresses. Biomass maximizes herd performance and profitability, along with giving your new calves a leg up in life. Call me, Reese Williams, the Oklahoma All-Tech Rep, at 575-218-1061 to find out how you can get your biomass. And remember, it's your cattle, your legacy, your biomass.
The makers of Black Labels, Inc. understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Labels, Inc. uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Labels, Inc. It's phosphate done better.
Lots of worries in farm country about some of President Trump's positions on trade as relates to NAFTA and the TPP, but no quarrel at all when it comes to waters of the U.S. And yesterday, an executive order directing the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers to reconsider WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S. rule that is based off the Clean Water Act, is being greeted almost universally within farm country as the right thing to do. President Trump, as he signed that executive order, gave a strong set of reasons why WOTUS needs to go.
EPA's so-called Waters of the United States rule is one of the worst examples of federal regulation, and it has truly run amok and is one of the rules most strongly opposed by farmers, ranchers, and agricultural workers all across our land. It's prohibiting them from being allowed to do what they're supposed to be doing. It's been a disaster. The Clean Waters Act says that the EPA can regulate navigable waters, meaning waters that truly affect interstate commerce. But a few years ago, the EPA decided that navigable waters can mean nearly every puddle or every ditch on a farmer's land or any place else that they decide, right? With today's executive order, I'm directing the EPA to take action, paving the way for the elimination of this very destructive and horrible rule.
Watching President Trump sign that executive order was Zippy Duval, president of the American Farm Bureau. And then a little later, Scott Pruitt, EPA administrator, was able to talk about that. And he was cheered by the Farm Bureau's advocacy conference underway in Washington this week. Shifting gears over to conservation, Oklahoma rancher Chuck Coffey up on Capitol Hill yesterday testifying before the House Ag Subcommittee on Conservation about conservation policies and programs in advance of rewriting the next farm bill. Chuck Coffey said he had one thing he wanted to make sure lawmakers heard from him as he testified yesterday.
The biggest point I'd like you to take away from this hearing is that the voluntary part of the conservation program is what really makes it work for ranchers. If they were to become mandatory, the rules and regs that farmers and ranchers would be subjected to would make it harder for them to utilize the unique conservation practices that help their individual operations thrive.
Chuck Coffey, in making reference to the working lands programs like CSP and EQIP, said they are a great asset to farmers and ranchers across the U.S. From the calendar, Commodity Classic cranking up today down in San Antonio. Our own Carson Horn there, some of his early coverage up on our website. You've got farm news on Ron. Cattle producers, you're invited to the 2017 Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches Friday, March 3rd at 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 550 Angus bulls and 50 Hereford bulls that day starting at 10 a.m. These Express Ranch bulls all have genomically tested EPDs with the Zoetis I50K technology. For more information, go to their website, www.expressranches.com, or give Express Ranches a call at 800-664-3977. As your farm news, have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.